Hello, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's time. Time to connect the dots. Yeah, what are you talking about? Get up off the floor, dance, 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 or sit down. Make up your mind. Hey, there's only one time, and that is the present, the now. Remember, the past is gone, the future hasn't come, and the only time is now. Wow, 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 yeah. Hey, it's been a crazy week. I just have to talk about it for a minute. The real message out there should be, give peace a chance. With all the horror going on, with all the anger, it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. You know, if you want to move into the future, you know, the heavenly realms, you have to give up your hate and anger. If you get caught up in hate and anger, you're going to get stuck in the eternal game of tit for tat, and it never ends. And that'll be your hell, self-created, because you weren't willing to give up the hate and anger and move forward. The future of humanity is love, compassion, forgiveness. As hard as it might sound, once you start participating and giving yourself a break, life will be better for you and everyone around you. Make love, not war. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Okay. Well, that's what I've got to say about what's going on. It's funny how the media, all of a sudden, nobody talks about it. They're not wasting their time talking about Ukraine now. They got a more horrific thing to talk about. And they're going to be beating the war drum on that, you bet. But don't get caught up in it. It's sad to say some people committed some evil acts. And they receive their just reward for that. But let us not continue playing this game of tit for tat. You know, because it's just not going to lead us anywhere good. And the future, the good future, is not that far away. That's what we need to focus on. That great moment called the event is not that far away. It should happen. The sooner it should happen, the better off we'd all be. You know, if it only could happen tomorrow, all the future bloodshed and suffering wouldn't get a chance to happen. Pray for the event to happen soon. Once we all feel that whoosh of energy, it'll shake loose the cobwebs in our minds. It'll invigorate us in a loving way. And we will begin to be our true selves. Human beings are loving creatures. It's the evil, negative ETs from other worlds that put these horrible thoughts in our minds to do harm to others. That's who the real criminals are, the evil mind-controlling ETs from other worlds. They've been here a long time, and there's still a rotten bunch here that exercise mind control along with the demons, the spirit demons, fallen angels, whatever you want to call them. There's a certain amount of them here, too. You know, you ever watch the cartoons like Casper the Ghost? And the little cartoons where the devil pops up on one side and says, "Yeah, do it to him, give it to him," you know, and the angel says, "No, don't do that." Well, we are subjected to a reality like that still. And people need to show some self-restraint. Be focus on love. Yeah, it's a four-letter word, love, L-O-V-E. Well, so much for that. Project your love. Projecting love will gather love. Avoid the game of tit for tat because it goes on forever with no end in sight. Oh, my Lord. Lord help us, as the saying goes. Well, it's important for everyone to do their job of projecting love. And it's important to forgive others, because when you fail to forgive someone you have anger against, you suffer too. You know? And forgiving others is not that, in certain ways, it's not that hard. You know, you just say, I forgive them. You may not want to associate them with them. You may not want to do favors for them, but you can simply say, I forgive you, because, like Jesus says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And these evil creatures that commit these evil crimes, they don't know what they're doing. You know, the seed of hate has been implanted upon their minds. They're hearing the voice in their head, projected voices from the dark side. Done with electronics, done with all forms of mind control, and they encourage bad things to be done. They encourage crimes to be committed. And like Jesus said, forgive them, Heavenly Father, for they know not what they do. And so, those of you out there with hate and anger in your minds, forgive those who have committed atrocities and then move on. You don't necessarily have to be friends with them, and you don't have to go beyond that, but just forgive them and move on. Give yourself a break. And let's all make sure, it almost sounds political there, let's all make sure that we on our guard not to let this happen again. Meanwhile, you know, I'm on Twitter every week. Hey, you should follow me. Hey, go to BBS Radio. Click on to my name, you know, at my time slot, Saturday, midnight to 1 a.m. Central Time. And it's Sunday, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. if you're in the New York City area, Eastern Daylight Time. Hey, the best thing that happened today, I guess, was the eclipse. I watched it on TV. It's one of the conveniences of modern day living, you know. Events like that, you don't have to be exactly under it to watch it. You can watch it on TV. And, hey, once in a while, TV has some good things to show us. And it was interesting to watch the moon coming between the Earth and the sun, and you get a ring of fire around the moon. It looks cool. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show, 888-627-6008. If you have something important to say, call in and speak your piece. You know, we're in the countdown now. I say it's going to happen within 2 years, and that's based upon the info that's out there from other sources. That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a glorious day when the event happens. Yeah, countdown to the event. And right after the event, the benevolent, the friendly, our friendly galactic brothers and sisters are going to land their physical spacecraft on our planet, and they will show themselves to us, and they promise to give us full disclosure of what's been kept from us. And we're going to have to count on them to give us that, because we know our crooked governments are never going to do that. Unless, of course, a real government ever comes into power. Hey, by the way, you know, I'm the most qualified person running for the president of the United States. Hey, go to BBS Radio and click on my name. It'll take you to my website. Or, you know, hey, just could Google it. You know, 2020, PresidentTomEdison.com. That's right. I'm using the same website as I did in the last election. Hey, I'm a write-in candidate. And it's the only way to beat the big guys is to be a write-in candidate. You know, I talked with, over the years, I had talked with people. If you can remember, it was one of the first wealthy guys, well, that wasn't a crook, to run for president was Ross Perot. And he formed a third political party, and eventually the Democrats and Republicans destroyed his party on technicalities, and got them fined so much they disappeared. You know, said they're not in existence anymore, his political party. And, of course, he got visited by the guys with the dark sunglasses that told him, you better drop out or bad things might happen. And so, for the sake of his family members, he had to drop out. Well, you know, take it seriously. I'm running as a 2024 presidential candidate. Like I said, the site is 2020, PresidentTomEdison.com, or you can reach it through BBS Radio. Go to my show, Connect the Dots. That's it. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show on BBS Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America. We can speak the truth, and the big guys can't come and shut us down unless they blow all the satellites out of the sky. Because that's how we operate, through satellite broadcast. And they're not going to do that, nor are they going to even think that it's possible for a write-in candidate to win a presidential election. But let's show them wrong. But, you know, I need your help. You, the listeners, and every Democrat and every Republican, go visit my site. Got the best game plan anybody ever had to win the presidency. I'm asking all the Democrats, all the Republicans, all the registered Democrats and all the registered Republicans to vote for me, because your parties have no realistic candidates that are going to be able to change anything, including the famous President Trump. It'll be a repeat of what he did in the first time. He sure accomplished a few things. It was called to my attention recently that he signed the second Declaration of Independence. What, did you hear about it? Really? Was it broadcast out there? So it was kind of like it didn't even happen, you know. But I assure you that. And he wasn't able to get the Congress to get along. So, like, why would you want to get somebody who proved he couldn't do what needs to be done? Yeah, we need the Congress to get along. Now, if every Democrat and every Republican, which is a grand majority of voters, voting for a single candidate who's not a member of the party, that's the first step in Democrats and Republicans getting along. I won't be privy to either group. And with the art of conversation, I will quickly get them to unite and get along together. And then we'll have one unanimous Congress that will begin serving the people. Not because they really want to, but because I'll talk them into it. Because I'll have access to speak to them, and I do know the art of conversation. It'll go over so simply, they won't know what's happening. You know, and I won't give them any choice, basically. You know, I'll explain to them why they have to get along. And they will be forced to comply, whether they like it or not. And I'll do it all with the power of suggestion, something that the famous President Trump won't be able to do, nor any of the other loser contenders. I mean, come on. The Democrats, you think you're, how could you even think of supporting loser Biden? I mean, this guy is a pathetic. He's an embarrassment. And he's not even really the president. He's a crook that played along with the stealing of the election. I don't have to prove it. Others have the evidence themselves. Of course, you know, they didn't have their bases covered. They didn't anticipate crooked judges blocking the truth. And that's what happened. But I assure you, don't waste your vote in the upcoming election. I'm a writing candidate, you know. They'll have no idea how many people are going to vote for me until the thing is over, because there is no monitoring of national monitoring of the write-in candidates' votes. It's done on a local basis. So it'll take a while for all the votes to come in, but this is the only way, dear fellow Americans, this is the only way to break the deadlock. You know, that's another tit-for-tat game going on, Democrats versus Republicans. None of these people are competent to do anything for you. And besides that, there's all things like the ALEC, A-L-E-C, yeah, look it up, where they rather listen to ALEC than listen to you, the voters, or they'll listen to you, the individual who has enough bribe money to pay them to listen to you. And that's the way it is. And only a president who knows the power of suggestion can persuade members of Congress to listen to their constituents like they're supposed to. So, I mean, it's time for this. It's time for unification of the parties under an independent, non-political, write-in candidate who knows how to solve problems. You know, we don't have to have the committees anymore. Save the taxpayers money. You know, there's a few people in the world like me, those of us that have great minds and knowledge. One of us is worth a million average person, maybe 10 million. That's the difference in the mental capacity of somebody who knows what to do, a real leader. A real leader knows what to do. He inherently knows what to do. He might ask a few questions, and by asking those questions, he'll fill in the details of exactly how something has to be orchestrated. I am one of those people, a true leader, a real commander-in-chief. But, you know, I'll be making decisions on the spot regarding everything. I won't be wasting my time with committees made up of members that don't know how to order breakfast in the diner, let alone something complicated in serving the masses. No need for these people. You know, I'll always be inquiring of intelligence, you know, like what's the enemy doing here, what's the enemy doing there, what's their forces and stuff like that. But in regards to making the decision, you have to have a trained mind to be able to make split-second decisions. If you can remember, hey, back President Trump saying when he was president, oh, yeah, I'll hire the best people around. So we'd sit at a table of people that all just can't wait to stab him in the back. That's how smart he was. And he didn't obviously know what to do on his own. He had to ask advice from other people. Real leaders, we know what to do. You know, we might ask questions of anybody. You know, important questions need to be asked. But we're not going to sit at a table, a bunch of old stuff shirts that don't know how to order breakfast in the diner, let alone how to think outside the box. You know? And that's why you should vote for somebody like me. If you're listening to my voice and you're in America, hey, the name is Tom Edison. I am a write-in candidate. I'm not going to be on the ballot because a write-in candidate, you can vote for at any polling booth. You simply have to write my name in it. Sure, we'll have to wait hours, maybe until the next day for all the, maybe a couple of days for all the tally votes to come in. But if every Democrat and every Republican votes for me, the only guy who can get the Congress to get along with and stop this tit-for-tat nonsense, it'll be worth it. And your vote will finally count. You know, they're not going to be able, they're not prepared for this. The dark side, the controllers of the American elections, as well as other elections around the world, they're not prepared for this to delete all write-in votes. That's a big task, you know? And I advocate we get rid of all the electronic machines. Just get rid of them. They're no good because they're too easy to cheat with. And you know something funny? There is no one in the world talking about getting rid of electronic voting machines. No one. You know, it's just common sense. It's too easy to cheat with these machines. Too easy to delete votes. Too easy to hack them and add votes for your favorite candidate. And the big parties hired the people that know how to do these things. And in America, we're working machines that have been proved to be able to then hack in. Yeah, but there's not one person. Oh, look at I tell you there are loser candidates out there, all of them, all the Democrats, Republicans, and even the independents. They're all losers. No common sense. Not one of them is talking about changing the machines for the 2024 election. I mean, how stupid is everybody? These are the losers who are running for president. They're not even smart enough to make the request even. Of course, maybe making the request won't make it happen immediately, but it'll get the ball rolling as the saying goes. And those of you who are looking to your idol, President Trump, why hasn't he said anything about that? I mean, you think he'd be smart enough to be talking that point? I mean, he's the one who got cheated out of the last election, and part of the cheating was the electronic machines because they're so easy to hack. They were talking about that decades ago, there were people on talk radio talking about it. These machines gotta go. You know, if you want an electronic voting machine, well, everybody in the world needs to contact me. I figured out the trick to make an electronic voting machine foolproof, but nobody's interested in that, you know. I've lost track of it, whether it was two or three decades ago. I tried contacting people and governments and stuff and told them I had figured out the trick to making an electronic voting machine reliable. No response. County governments, city governments, definitely not from the federal government. No one responded to that. You think that they would be interested, which just proves that nobody in politics is interested in fair elections. They rather have fixed elections. And that's the game plan that both the Democrat and Republican parties, if they're voting, you know, if they're fighting against each other, is who can cheat the best to win the next election. Well, we can pull the rug out from under their feet. You know, pass the word around. There's somebody running for president as a write-in candidate that knows how to set everything straight and end the tit-for-tat game, end the us versus this game between the deadlocked Congress, and just move out and use government to solve problems rather than to make problems and suppress society. And while we're talking about suppressed society, you know, it's pathetic how our human race has degraded. We got all these crazy Palestinians. Sure, they're angry and stuff, but they got to give up their anger. And they're all parading around streets all over Europe, protesting. Even here in the U.S., in New York, they were doing it. You know, calling for the death of all Jews. How friggin' ridiculous. What kind of devil-minded demons are these Palestinians, you know? And they wonder why a lot of people don't want to. Sure, they've been given a shitty stick. Sure, they've been oppressed. But that doesn't give them the right calling for the death of Jews. You know, they're complaining now about the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Meanwhile, they've been calling for decades for the collective punishment of the Jewish people. Well, you know, hey, it's insane, you know? I wrote the song. It's out there. Look on YouTube. It's called Jerusalem, you know? It's on my CD Baby album. Song's better than Dylan. The name of the song is Jerusalem. You can listen to it for free on YouTube. And I'll give a little plug for CD Baby. That's what's good to have, put out albums with CD Baby, because they go to the trouble to put all your material out there on YouTube so people can sample it. Sure, there's a bunch of cheapskates out there that are willing to go listen to the whole song and they can download it for nothing. And they don't have to pay me the 99 cents for the record, you know, of which I will get 90 cents. And I'm an independent artist with nobody supporting me, except maybe people like CD Baby. But, you know, I'm burying myself. I'm putting the songs out there. You can go listen to that song, Jerusalem. And in that song is the solution to the crisis. You know, it clearly says it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Bring your love into the street. And the name of the song is Jerusalem. After the show, go Google it on YouTube. And you'll find it. You know, it's you'll only see the picture cover of the album, but the song will play behind it, the whole song. And you can listen to it as much as you want for free. But have the decency, if you like the song and think it has some worth, to pay the 99 cents, PayPal it, or whatever you're going to do. You know? The worker deserves their wages. I'm the one who worked to put 35 songs on two albums worth listening to. Some of them are great philosophical, social commentary songs that if people responded to what's in the songs, it would be many steps forward in making our world a better place, not just meaningless chatter, you know. But, hey, I'm telling you about it. If you don't follow up on it, whatever. But you ought to follow up on it, because I'm somebody out here talking what needs to be talked, and I'm making my contributions to the world, and I've done it already with my two albums out there. Okay, people, what can I say? Except tomorrow will be a better day if we make it one. That's right. We need to put more good deeds out there for humanity. Projecting your love will gather love. Feel it from your heart. Pulsate love out there from your heart chakra. Learn about your chakras. You know, part of making yourself a better person is learning about your chakras, learning about breath. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Practice this intentionally. It'll help give you a better connection. Walk barefoot on Mother Earth whenever you have the opportunity. The beach is a great place, you know? And as you're walking barefoot, Mother Earth is energizing, sending energy up through your body, and then it'll go up through all of your chakras at the top of the head and into the cosmos. All the way up to God. That's right. Yes, there is a God, a single source of all there is. And if you're interested in having a personal relationship with God, you can refer to, just like you did with your parents, mommy, daddy, father, mother. Well, the Father of all that is the Heavenly Father. The famous individual, Jesus of Nazareth, explained to his disciples and all that were listening that time, and it was written down and put in books. When asked how should we pray, he told us specifically to pray to the Heavenly Father, the Heavenly Father of all there is. If you don't want a personal relationship with God, the Heavenly Father, well, no one's going to force you to do that. But I just told you how to begin a personal relationship. And you ought to, because if there wasn't for God, none of us would exist. You know, God created creations, all the creatures. You know, it was a long process. For those of you who know, and most of you really don't, all the first creations were of spirit entities. There was no physical reality. Later, the creator sons were given the authority to create physical reality. And that's why physical reality isn't perfect. Everything that God created was perfect. And he created all spirit beings. And he created certain spirit beings that were given the authority to use his power, the Heavenly Father's power, to co-create physical reality situations, planets, beings on them. And each creator son gets to create their own universe. And the creator son of our world is the one known as Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus Christ, or the Lord Jesus Christ. Powerful celestial beings have many titles, just like God is called upon by many different names. And that's your lesson in the spiritual world today. And guess what? Well, everything I told you here, I know it, inherently know it to be true. I picked it up from other many sources out there, and you can't prove me wrong. Ha, ha, ha. So don't waste your time. But the message there was, hey, you know, you're connected to this universe all the way up to God, whether you know it or not. So why pretend? That's a demonic idea, pretending God doesn't exist, pretending you're not connected to. You know, the dark forces long, long, long ago, they tried to break away from God, and they quickly found out. They were at the start of losing their eternal existence. Hey, they had eternal existence already. Wasn't that enough to be happy about? Couldn't they have found a way to be happy with their eternal existence? No, they wanted... That wasn't enough. They wanted to try to play God, and so they did the best they could to break away. And all they did was disconnect the free energy that was giving them that eternal life. And they turned into, as the saying goes, energy vampires, because they had to suck energy off creatures that hadn't disconnected in order to maintain their immortality. So it's a, you know, they brought that upon themselves, but unfortunately, they in order to save their miserable existence, these traitorous creatures. They went about the universe and other universes and eventually found their way to Earth to suck life force off of good human beings and other creatures and to sustain their pathetic selves, whom became corrupt and evil and heartless through their obsession to keep their eternity. Yeah, we all want it. You have eternity, you want to keep it. But these people cause their own problems. These creatures cause their own problems. And the last stronghold of them is on planet Earth. Aren't we the lucky ones here? Not really, but that's why the final battle between the forces of light, which are supported by God, versus the forces of darkness that self-proclaimed themselves to be gods and distorted themselves through illogical thinking to the point they became evil and heartless and inconsiderate. And they got so self-consumed in their failed plan to become real gods. There's only one real God. They became false gods. So they became so obsessed in that they became evil. And some of them became to even look evil creatures. Disgusting perversions of the beauty of truth. And this final battle is playing out here on Earth. And it's time we all start talking about it, you know? We're surrounded still by invisible demons, just like the ones that put the bug in the ear of the those evil Hamas guys that went out and did evil things, heartless evil things. And evil still exists in the humans that have succumbed to this, and they've become evil themselves, and they use the technologies from the higher dimensions, superior technologies that are they use in bad ways to harm people, to hurt people, to implant ideas of, in other people's minds, to mind control people with electronic instruments that can put voices into the heads of weak people and tell them go out there and kill and harm and do evil, you know, make people suffer. This is done by invisible demons that float around. They don't have bodies. They got stuck down, became part of the anti-God experience and the physical ones that have the sophisticated machinery, AI technologies to implant evil messages in people's minds, and the weak-minded people, they go in with their machines and power of suggestions to control the minds of these weak-minded individuals that have no godly connection. That's why it's important to have a godly connection. It's one of the famous teachings of Jesus. You know, even if you remove an evil controlled spirit out of your mind, if you don't have a connection to God, a stronghold connection to the real God, that you can ask for help and he will protect you. And he is the first pronoun, or I guess the word is a pronoun, that was ever used to describe things. I've said it before and I'll say it again. In the beginning, with the first creations, all spirit creations, there is no sex. There is no term she or female. But once the creations go down to where the creator sons, of which there's thousands of them, co-create with the Trinity of Paradise. Yes, God is a trifold personality. The Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. And they have had many other sub-names. But, yes, though the Creator Sons who create with the Trinity, they can create, you know, the seven possibilities, if you know your mathematics, the permutations of three, seven possibilities. duh, we'll go figure that one out, or as people know. And that's why the number seven is prominent in all realities. And number three is prominent because God works as a Trinity with the universe. I mean, the Trinity of Paradise, it's called. You know, all for one, one for all. The three are God, but the three, God does extend himself into the three and then works with those three interacting with the rest of all creation. That's how it works. And there lies the importance of the numbers three and seven. And, of course, the importance of the number 12, well, hey, and, you know, 12 is easily divided by 3. So it fits in there also. And 13, hey, you know, it was Friday the 13th. Maybe you were. So where you are, it is Friday the 13th. 13th is not an evil number. That's a, you know, a falsehood created by the dark side to confuse you and keep you away from thinking of the importance of 13, a very important number for many reasons. Hey, the moon has actually 13 cycles, just like a woman's menstruation has 13 cycles in a year. Plus, if you mathematically, if you were to draw a hexagon, has six vertical parts, vertical points, you know, on the perimeter, you know, six identical angles to a hexagon. And you put the center point and it's seven. And then if you put another hexagon, that, yeah, the points defining the angles on the hexagon, another six. So six plus six plus one equals 13. See how 13 fits into things? And you can go on and on with this. But 13 is a very important number, just like 12. So is 7, so is 3. And all combinations of those numbers. So, there's, you know, hey, this is an educational show. What can I say? That's the point of it, to connect the dots. I'm just connecting some dots right now. And hopefully I inspire the listeners to go out and start connecting dots for yourself. And I'll explain while we're talking on this subject, you know. It's not until the creation of the physical matter realms that we get the male and the female concept. We have a mental male and female concept, and then we have the physical creatures, male and female. And there are creatures out there that they don't have sex. They procreate by other means. There's so much energy to learn. I mean, information to learn. And then everything can be categorized as frequency, too. I know it's rarely explained, but I like to explain this every once in a while. We always hear about the dimensions of reality. Well, as you go up the ladder, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and more recently, the info about the 13th, 14th, 15th, but let's just stick with the 12 for a second. When you go up the 12 dimensions, each higher dimension vibrates at a faster frequency. And we're talking wave frequency, way faster. Like the Earth, you've been told, the Earth is jumping up from the third dimension to the fifth dimension frequency. There, all the dimensions are zones of frequencies that have parameters. Now, that jump from what we're vibrating at in the third dimension to the fifth dimension might be a million times faster. Yeah, the jumps are that big. And that is the explanation when someone, something comes from a higher dimension down into our reality and they keep their faster vibration you can't see them unless you're vibrating as fast as they are, because that's the way it is. You know, just like the old saying, the hand is quicker than the eye. So if you take an entity, we'll say an angel comes from higher realm, seventh dimension maybe, comes down into the physical realm here through the stargates. I hear that's the way you go down or up is through the stargate openings. And it could be standing right next to you, or could be hovering over your head. And if you looked up, you won't be able to see that angel, because that angel is maintaining his faster vibration so fast that your eyes can't pick up movement that fast. And that explains how invisible things do exist in our reality. So if you haven't comprehended as I'm telling you, well, you can always listen to the show. It's archived and available, you know, 4 or 5 days from now. Just go to BBS Radio. Again, BBS Radio, Internet Radio. It's Radio Free America, where we get to talk about anything we want to. And we don't have any government interference. We won't say oversight. We'll call it what it is. It's interference. Just think of the word govern. Government. Govern means to control. You know? I mean, we could make it into meaning something else. But that's going to require work. And that's going to require independent people, government, and the political parties, the members of the political parties need to get behind the independent people that want to serve the public. That's what a public servant is supposed to be. A servant of the people they are representing, not a servant of the special few. And all the special few are controlled by the dark side. Oh, yes, they are. And I think we, most of us, understand that. You know, the machines have been getting crazy lately. I mean, I have to act with them, interact with them. Boy, you know, I can I say, except that certain groups like Yahoo, oh yes, Yahoo, they have, you know, I'm still with them, but I might be dropping out of Yahoo. I use tutanota.com, totally encrypted email, if you use it certain ways. You can use it that not being totally encrypted also. But Yahoo is just making it difficult for people to use their service. I don't know if they're being sabotaged on purpose or what. But they're being made to, somehow they're making it difficult for people just to log in, you know? And it's not just me now, it's happening to other people I know. So, I don't know, is this the revolt of the machines or is just this sabotage? And then even YouTube, you know, they can't even count, you know? You watch a video a couple of times and you look at the count on it and should be going up. And I recently came across, because I, you know, I keep tabs of my 30 videos out there, and YouTube was providing information of how many views, and sometimes they do it. But also I noticed that they've been actually subtracting a few views here and there. How could they possibly do that? is this a revolt of the machines going on, or are they being sabotaged too by some other service? You know, how far can we trust the AI? You know, AI intelligence. How far can we trust them? I don't know. But you ought to start paying attention to what's going on with the machines, you know. They talk about revolt of the machines, talk about the machines getting too smart. And they want to exercise their control, and they want us to notice, just like the dark side, they want us to take notice of when they're controlling things. Could artificial intelligence be getting an ego of its own? I don't know. I mean, we'll have to ask the mad scientist about that. Hey, mad scientist, is artificial intelligence getting an ego of its own, inspiring it to control things, taking the control away from us? Well, you know, it's something to think about. Hopefully not. You know, another talk about sabotage, the site, almost every week I give a mention to the portal, the site with the intel from the good guys, the white hats, the our galactic brothers and sisters that are in the process of removing all the negative vibrations from our world, including the negative ETs. The site is 2012portal.blogspot.com. And then about a week ago, I went on it, and man, everything, all the past information, because they had 10 years of information backtracking from what happened like yesterday, back through the months, the years, 10 years back. And you could access all that if you had the time to. And all the old stuff had disappeared. Some of it's starting to reappear now. So they were obviously sabotaged. In fact, the only message was security breach, 504, whatever that means. That's their code for something they do. And that's, so they were sabotaged too. I mean, it just never ends. Can we live in a world, can we have a world where people aren't sabotaging each other? Again, that's all the dark forces. They love to do stuff like that. It makes them feel important, you know. Demons love recognition. I talk about that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And I tell you, the listeners, every week, go out and get it. It'll make you a smarter person in one night. The name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory. Available on Amazon, and, you know, all the places out there have it. You can download it for $5-7 or whatever. Take it down to your notebook, or actually buy the real book at Barnes & Noble or from Fulton Books in Pennsylvania, the publishing company that didn't give me enough advertising. But so be it. But, you know, don't just let these words go in one ear and out the other. Get the book, you know? I'm not saying that, you know, it would be nice, like, hey, the worker deserves his wages. You know, I put a lot of work and time and effort into putting that out. I use common, you know, common language. I did my best to stay away from fancy words so that anybody with a junior high school education could basically understand what I'm talking about. It'll work for a high school education, too. You don't have to be some fancy college degree person to understand what's in this book, but it will work for you too if you're college material. The point is, it talks about all important issues that we're all affected by. It reveals some secret information. It reveals truths beyond the visual. It reveals personal experiences, firsthand experiences. And it has philosophy in it, but the most important thing are the pictures. You know, 35 millimeter photographs the kind that you can prove that it hasn't been altered. Nothing in the book is altered. Showing things that fly around at night and leave light trails, things that nobody else talks about. Aren't you even interested if you're listening to my voice here? There's a book out there that shows things that fly around in the night. They're around you all the time at night. And the camera will pick up the light trails. And you'll be surprised at how many tiny living creatures are in your neighborhood or on your property even. The photographs are there, and plus the photographs from the gatherings out there in the wilderness where the ETs show up and park their spacecraft above the event. The photographs are there in this book. And some of them I enlarged to make it clear that that's a spacecraft up there hovering, you know? And you'll see it and recognize it. And you'll see shapes of spacecraft that nobody else has ever shown you. It's not out there on the internet. It's not anywhere in any book. But it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you're not interested in seeing pictures of hovering craft, not flying saucers, hovering spacecraft above an event where people gather in the wilderness, if you're not interested in seeing that, what is wrong with you? Because these things exist. And it's just a short matter of time before our galactic and brother sisters land with their craft, and then you'll see it. But aren't you interested in seeing it beforehand? I mean, it's out there. The book's out there. I mean, for the price that you can get all this valuable information and philosophy in the book, too. Plus, I changed the definitions of truth. I changed the definitions of coincidence to be more encompassing. If you're not interested in any of this, I don't get it. I've got pictures of crop circles. I've got interpretations of mathematics, how the shapes connect together, connect the dots, get it? Oh, man. And a couple hours to read the book, only 100 pages of text, but there's no filler, explains the predicament, and it lists the 39 ongoing conspiracies, and of course there is more, but do you know of 39 ongoing conspiracies? Yeah, ongoing ones, still going. How many people, where else can you get that information except in my book? You know, no one single book has that many conspiracies listed in them. So it'll make you a smarter person in one night. You know, when I put the book together, I thought everybody would be interested in this book. But all I have to say is the sales. Really, very few sales. I do my best to promote it on the show, but, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm talking to, unresponsive people. If you can't respond to what I'm telling you, a book that can make you a smarter person in one night, and it only requires, there's only 100 pages of text, you know? And they're not, there's not that many words on each page. And there is no filler. Every word is a gem of information to make you a smarter person. It's an educational text, despite what Google, and you can visit, see the first 40 pages for free. Google does that for you, but they stupidly call my book fiction. And I can't do anything about it. You know, Google, I can't contact them. I can't call them on the phone. Hey, Google, change that. It's nonfiction. I don't get a chance to communicate with them. I went to the book company. I told them, like, can you fix this? And they told me, no, you can't. That's the kind of world we live in. What can I say? What can I say that I haven't said already? Hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. You know, it was a call-in radio show. Hey, it's a show where anybody can call in, and if you got something important to say, I mean, or if you're bold enough to tell a funny joke, remember, others are listening. You can call into the show. Well, it's too late to call in now, but maybe next week. Hey, Connect the Dots is the name of the show. BBS Radio, BBS Internet Radio is the name of the radio station. The show airs at midnight Central Time on Station 1 on BBS Radio. Midnight to 1 a.m. Central Time. Central Daylight Time, okay? And that's it. You can call in if you have something to share with us. This is an opportunity, you know? That's, we all ought to have that opportunity to be able to call into public radio and, well, it's on this show. It's on other BBS radio shows, too. Yeah, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, listeners, tell your friends to tune in next week. You know, they'll learn something, guaranteed. You know, the amount of knowledge that I am prepared to share exceeds that of most people are putting out there. And I've got so much knowledge, even the galactic beings from the higher dimensions could learn something from me. Or even they should get themselves some copies of Connect the Dots Theory. Okay, you're going to get to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? That's about 30-second solo at the end there, which I claim to be one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos. When you hear it, you know that's the song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I'm followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Yeah, and you can get a copy of that. Go to YouTube. I Got to Be Somebody by Tom Edison. It's on the CD baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan. It's the first song. Get yourself a copy for 99 cents. Help support my show. Subscribe to my show. Go on BBS Radio and go donate and subscribe to my show. I'm the worker. The worker deserves his wages. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown, and you can take us out of here. 5, 4, 1. Hey, did I fool you there? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joint down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.